We are beginning Sefer Shmos this week, and we know there are Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Perhaps there are even more. Maybe Bamidbar counts as three, but we'll just go with what the accepted Uashim Bnei Adam is. There are five Sefer Torah we're familiar with: Sefer Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Dvarim. And Chazal, our rabbis, give us different names of the Sefer. They teach us the essence. So, some call Bereishis Sefer HaYetzirah, the Book of Creation, or as in the Tziv writes, the Sefer HaYashar, the Book of the Yesharim, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, learn how to become a mensch. We'll come back to Shmos in a minute. Vayikra, the Book of Torah's Kohanim, the laws involving the Kohanim and the Karbanos. The fourth book is Sefer HaPikudim, because of the census that happened in the beginning of Bamidbar. And after, and the Tziv explains, it showed that up until when the Jews traveled in the Midbar, it was Mimala Miderech HaTeva, it was above the laws of nature. But when they moved into Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a life of Derech HaTeva. And five is Mishneh Torah, the second book, like Deuteronomy apparently means in Greek as well. Though, as we know, it's a summary of the four books, even though there are many new mitzvahs in there. So those are the different names of Chazal: Sefer HaYetzirah, Yashar, Torah's Kohanim, the Book of Numbers in Deuteronomy, and they explain the essence of the book. However, it's very strange in the Tziv, well, the Ramban calls it Sefer Golos the Geula, the Book of Exile and Redemption, because that's what happens from Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. But the Tziv calls it the Sefer Hasheni, the second book. So what does the Tziv mean? Like, we all know, we could all count one and two. So what is the Tziv adding? What does he mean to say it's a Sefer Hasheni? So the Tziv means that Sefer Hasheni means it's the second book of creation. And then when we had the book of creation, we had Sefer Bereishis, as I think as Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Adam 1, Adam 2, Adam before the sin of the gold, sin of Eitz Hadas, Adam after. So we have creation number 1, Sefer HaBereishis, the Jewish nation, the different individuals are formed, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Sefer HaSheni is when the Jewish people as a nation, when we left Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's like the Mefarshim explained, we have a custom on the night of Pesach, after we finished, not the whole Haggadah, but the major part of reading the Haggadah before the meal. So at the meal, one of the first things we have is an egg. So what's the significance of an egg? So there are many different answers. However, among the Hasidic Sfarim, they point out that an egg is different. Let's say a bird's different than, let's say, a mammal, where the creation happens all at one time. When it comes to a bird, it's two stages. It's the laying of the egg. That's like the birthing stage. And you have the hatching of the egg when the bird comes out of the shell. So there are two parts. So what does that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? So that's what the illusion is. No matter how special Leil Pesach is and Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the point being is, it's incomplete. As the rabbis tell us, the tachlis, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to accept the Torah at Mount Sinai. So too, leaving Mitzrayim was one creation, but the ultimate creation was that the ultimate purpose of the creation was to accept the Torah in Har Sinai. So we leave our enslavement, in that case, enslavement of Egypt, our own personal enslavement. Matan Torah is we submit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the Torah and mitzvahs. And then, as the Ramban writes, it's the Sefer of Goetz V'Geula, so then it should have ended after Parshas Yisro, or Mishpatim, if you want to, because that's what it talks about Matan Torah also. What do we need all the psukim, all the parshas about the Mishkan? So that's what the Ramban points out, that the Mishkan is a portable Sinai, that you can't take the mount with You can't take the mountain with you, so you have to take the ideas in the mountain. So the Mishkan is a portable Sinai that we all have to build our own Mishkan. So we have to leave the shackles of Mitzrayim, our own personal shackles of Avdus, and then we have to submit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amat and Torah, to follow the Torah mitzvahs, and the ultimate goal is that we build the Mishkan, we build the Mishkan within ourselves, and that is the that's the process we see in the, from the beginning of Shemot, is the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, and Mishkan is the portable Sinai.